Chapter 6. Explosive Feelings and Moods. In this chapter, looking at the reasons behind emotions, exploring emotional regulation or lack thereof, understanding borderline rage and its effects. Some people with borderline personality disorder, BPD, get angry with little provocation, feel anxious over trivial matters, and experience despair when good things happen. Their feelings may change quickly, and they often have trouble settling down. Mental health professionals refer to these rapidly changing reactions as emotional dysregulation. Emotional dysregulation is a core symptom of BPD and causes much pain and chaos for the people who experience it. In this chapter, we take a look at basic human emotions. We also explore the concept of emotional dysregulation. We explain how problems with dysregulation cause people with BPD to react with intense fear, anxiety, depression, and anger to events that many people may consider trivial. Finally, we review the difficulty that people with BPD have in trying to identify and label the emotions they experience. Emotions 101. Emotions are mental and physical responses to life events, which include anything that happens in the world as well as memories, thoughts, or images that pass through the mind. Emotions occur universally among all humans. Psychologists have identified 6 primary emotions that people all around the world experience. You can reliably identify the following primary emotions on other people's faces: happiness, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, surprise. Numerous words have evolved to discuss various levels and nuances of these 6 major emotions. Hence, you can describe happiness as joy, elation, and delight. Or you can say it's the state of being upbeat, exhilarated, satisfied, pleased, blissful, radiant, merry, and so on. Words that describe fear include anxiety, terror, horror, nervousness, trepidation, distrust, worry, and alarm. Technical stuff. Cultures across the world vary enormously in the number of words they have for describing each of these major emotions. For example, the English language has more than 2,000 words to describe emotion, whereas Taiwanese has only about 750. In contrast, the Chuang language, spoken by a small group of people living in Malaysia, has only 7 words that describe emotion. Furthermore, some cultures have words that describe emotions that aren't captured at all in other cultures. For example, the German language uses the word Schadenfreude, which means the unanticipated enjoyment a person feels because of the suffering of someone else. The German language goes further to distinguish between a secret Schadenfreude, withheld from the view of others, versus an open Schadenfreude, openly expressed scorn. We bet you can't think of an equivalent word in English. Remember, emotions, even hateful ones, aren't inherently right or wrong. What makes them healthy versus destructive is the way you express them. Both philosophers and scientists actively debate about what emotions are, how to categorize them, and what parts of the body they involve. One group tends to focus on the physical changes within the body that occur in conjunction with emotions, and the other group argues that emotions have more to do with thoughts than the body's physical reactions. Both perspectives have value in terms of the role emotions play in BPD. We describe these 2 approaches to emotion in the following sections. Primitive emotions. Some professionals approach emotions by looking at the relationship between the body's physical reactions and emotions. They believe people react instinctively with little or no thought to some events, even when they encounter the event for the first time. For example, fear of falling, loud noises, abandonment, and some predators, such as snakes and spiders, seem to elicit certain genetic encoded instinctual responses from a person's body, which, in turn, lead that person to feel certain emotions. In other words, these physical responses are pre-programmed to warn people of possible danger and get them ready to respond. The emotions that these bodily reactions cause are called primitive emotions. People with BPD may have supercharged physical responses to fears, which, in turn, lead to overreactive emotions. See Chapter 3 for more on the symptoms of BPD and Chapter 4 for more on the biological influences on the emergence of BPD. Normal responses. Professionals in one camp believe that emotions have more to do with the physical body than thoughts. See the Thoughtful Emotions section for the other side of this issue. They assert that the responses your body has to certain events actually cause your emotions. In other words, you feel sad because you cry or feel anxious because you tremble. Your body sends signals to your mind, which in turn causes you to feel particular emotions. The following list provides several bodily responses. The emotions that follow these bodily reactions can include fear, anger, disgust, happiness, sadness, or surprise. Muscle tension. Increased heart rate. Increased blood pressure. Sweating. Smiling. Laughing. Gagging. Jumping. Pupils dilating or constricting. Salivating. Frowning. BPD responses. Some research has indicated that people with BPD have more intense startle responses to events than people who don't have BPD. One study looked at the reactions of people when they were startled with unexpected static noise at the same time that they were shown a random series of words that had either neutral meanings, such as regular or collect, or negative meanings, such as abandon or hate. People with BPD were more reactive to the sounds than the other group, especially when the words they saw had negative meanings. This study, which was reported in the journal Biological Psychiatry in 2007, concluded that the unstable emotional responses of people with BPD may be related to an exaggerated startle response. Paradoxically, other research has failed to demonstrate that people with BPD have stronger bodily responses following the same types of events. For example, in one study, people with and without BPD were shown unpleasant images and had the same physical responses, including startle responses and decreased heart rates. These contradicting findings have puzzled scientists because many mental health professionals believe that people with BPD do indeed react with greater emotional intensity than other people. Possible explanations for this inconsistency include people with BPD sometimes dissociate or mentally remove themselves from stressful events. In turn, this dissociation may mute their physical reactions. Some of the methods that scientists have used in studies to trigger emotion may not be equivalent to natural emotion-evoking events. In other words, people with BPD may indeed respond with more intense bodily reactions to real events, but scientists may simply have failed to capture the essence of such events in their studies. People with BPD may not experience stronger bodily reactions to events. Instead, they may simply believe or think that their emotions are stronger than those of other people. As a result, they report stronger emotions during studies. Still, other studies have focused on self-reported emotions rather than bodily responses that people with BPD feel in response to various types of events. These studies suggest that people with BPD report more intense emotions than people without the disorder. For example, One study asked participants with and without BPD to carry around devices like personal digital assistants, PDAs, throughout the day. The device beeped at random times during the day, and the participants recorded their emotional states each time they received a signal. This research consistently demonstrated that people with BPD do claim to have more intensely negative reactions to events than people without the disorder. Furthermore, people with BPD reported that their emotions were also more variable and unstable. Thoughtful emotions. Other professionals connect emotions more to thoughts than to the body's responses. They believe that how people interpret events ultimately causes emotions. For instance, a gun pointed at your head doesn't cause you to tremble and sweat profusely. What does cause you to tremble is the meaning that a gun holds for you, danger, or even death. If you'd grown up in some remote village where guns didn't exist, you probably would respond to a gun with mere curiosity, not fear, because your thoughts about a gun don't connect it to fear. So the meaning that people give to events or things directly causes emotions. Studies have shown that people with BPD have a strong tendency to view events more negatively than other people. See Chapter 9 for more information about the ways that people with BPD view events in distorted ways. These distortions in thinking can cause substantial emotional turmoil because thoughts play a large role in emotions. On the other hand, people who are able to regulate their emotions effectively use logic and reasoning to reinterpret events in a less threatening way, which in turn leads them to experience less extreme emotions. For example, a woman with BPD may interpret her husband's business trip as evidence that he's having an affair and is likely to leave her. In contrast, a woman without BPD may have the same initial thought that her husband may be having an affair, but she can quickly dismiss the thought by reviewing the positive aspects of her marriage. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle argued that reason should triumph over emotions in a balanced life. He warned against the danger of excessive emotions as well as overly restrained emotions. See Part 4 for numerous ideas about how to follow Aristotle's sage advice. Emotions, borderline style. Turning into the emotional life of someone with a healthy personality is like listening to a symphony orchestra. See Chapter 2 for more on healthy personalities. The score has high notes and low notes, periods of soft tones and crashing crescendos. The performance, as a whole, has an ebb and flow. Similarly, emotions may rise and fall in a person with a healthy personality, but the entire experience has a certain coherence. Everything seems to fit together. On the other hand, turning an ear to the emotional life of a person with BPD is more like listening to an orchestra made up of amateurs who have never practiced or played their assigned instruments. Highs and low come and go at random. Crescendos blast louder and last longer than you expect, and coherence is hard to find in the performance. Numerous studies have shown that people with BPD experience negative emotions more often than people with healthy personalities do. They have more anxiety, sadness, anger, and jealousy than most people. At the same time, they appear to experience less elation or happiness. Their emotions race from 0 to 60 in mere seconds, and calming their emotions takes longer than you may expect. Furthermore, the events that trigger the negative emotions of people with BPD don't have to be huge or life-altering because people with BPD often see the world through a dark, distrusting, and distorted lens. They tend to think the world revolves around them and, as a result, often personalize happenings, big or small, that have little or nothing to do with them. In addition to these distorted thought processes, people with BPD sometimes overreact because they have a genetic predisposition to do so. See Chapter 4 for more information on the biological factors that affect BPD. People with BPD often rage at the people who care about them the most. They blame others and refuse to accept responsibility for their out-of-control emotions. In the following story, Isabella, a young woman who has BPD, turns what could have been a happy celebration into a nightmare. Isabella bounces into the kitchen, happy and excited. "Sam, guess what?" she exclaims, holding up a letter. "I've been accepted into grad school. That's great news. Let's go out and celebrate. We may not have much time to go out after you start the program," Sam replies. Isabella frowns, suddenly angry. "What do you mean we won't have time?" "What? I'm so proud of you. I was just joking," Sam says cautiously. "You can't say anything positive about anything, can you? You always ruin my success with your sarcasm." Isabella's voice gets louder. "Forget celebrating. You've just wrecked another evening. I can't believe you're so negative all the time." "Isabella, please, don't be angry with me. I'm really glad you were accepted. Can't we start this conversation over?" Isabella stalks off, refusing to talk, and rips her acceptance letter into shreds. Sam knows that her tantrum can last a minute or several hours. He hears her slamming drawers, throwing things, and sobbing in the bedroom, followed by silence. Afraid that she may be cutting herself again, he goes to her. He finds her sitting on the bedroom floor. "I feel horrible, Sam. I'll never be happy. I should forget about grad school and end everything now," she screeches. Sam shouts, "Stop it, Isabella. Stop it right now. You're out of control. Calm down. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Don't hit me." Isabella pleads and sobs. She runs out of the apartment. Sam shakes his head in disbelief. He's never threatened to hit her, and the thought has never occurred to him. Isabella is quick to anger, overinterprets the meaning of Sam's neutral comments, and isn't easily talked down from her rage. She shifts from rage to terror in just seconds. Yet she needs several hours to calm down from her emotional storm. Because of her intense emotions, Isabella acts very impulsively when she thinks about ending her life and runs screaming out of the apartment. See Chapter 5 for more information about impulsivity and how it plays a part in BPD. Not only do people with BPD have extremely strong emotions, but they also struggle to realize how these emotions affect their lives. The next section discusses the difficulty they have in recognizing and expressing emotions. Struggling to recognize and express emotions. Many people with BPD suffer from yet another emotional problem. They seem oblivious to their current emotional states. They don't reflect on their feelings or try to label them. Instead, they act out their feelings without even being aware of what emotions they're feeling. They lack the insight they need to understand their emotions, which is almost like not having a vocabulary for describing their emotions. For example, a man with BPD may shout and talk rapidly while shaking his finger, yet at the same time, deny that he feels angry. Or a woman with BPD may smile while talking about ending her life. Sometimes people with BPD who can't maintain control of their emotions demonstrate a profound disconnection between how they express emotions and what they say they feel. This struggle to recognize and express emotions confuses family members, friends, and even therapists. In contrast, studies have shown that some people with BPD are unusually sensitive to the facial expressions of other people. When they see pictures of faces of other people, they actually perceive negative emotions with surprising accuracy. However, they also see more negativity than exists in neutral faces. Having emotions about emotions. People with BPD who exhibit emotional difficulties tend to have more anxiety, depression, jealousy, and rage than most people do. However, they make themselves even more miserable by feeling bad about feeling bad. They become depressed because of their anxiety and anger. They wallow in guilt and despair because of their jealousy and rage. They get emotional about being emotional, and they get stuck in a cycle of recurring and often self-inflicted misery.